Possible.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free call-in line. 855-450-FREE. This is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
Call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about what you want to talk about. It's a completely interactive program, and it's a completely interactive website at freetalklive.com. You can go there and upload stories or videos or blog posts or whatever you want to upload. People will vote it up, vote it down. You can do the same with theirs. That's freetalklive.com. And, you know, it's like everything with Free Talk Live. It's totally free. So have at it. Go and upload all you want. And I'll tell you what, you upload, you link to something there at freetalklive.com, it's going to get a lot more views than, say, someplace like your Facebook page, that kind of thing.
So. Unusual for talk shows to give away all their archives for free, but also unusual to have a live show on a Sunday night.
Remember? That's true. Live show.
And Sunday we are night. Live tonight.
Please call in. 855-450-3733. So, Stephanie, we had a... you and I had an email exchange this week, and I found some article that it looked good on its face.
It was a total bunk.
I'm not sure that
so
I
bad.
Really went for it. But, it brought up some issues for me that, I would prefer to discuss rather than what the article is discussing, because I don't think the article really did any good. So I'm not going to read that, because, it just wasn't that great. But I do think on this program that people probably have been waiting for you and I to discuss the idea of theism versus atheism, right?
And sometimes we start getting into that, but we don't really do it formally, I guess.
Yeah.
And this isn't, I guess this won't be like a formal debate or anything like that, but just a discussion.
So, yeah, I don't even know how formal debates work, frankly.
Yeah, I think there are rules, and
probably
still a little bit bureaucratic.
I'm sure I break them, whatever they might be.
Well, one thing that I do like about the idea of debate is defining terms. So there are probably some terms that it's important to agree on what they mean before we can have a meaningful conversation about it, right?
I think so, too. Mm-hmm. I think that one always has to define one's terms. And so I think I'm going to start by defining theism as it means, what it means to me.
Okay.
And mostly that means I don't know. I believe that there is some kind of greater power out there, and I don't know what that might be, and I don't know where there is. I don't know if that greater power inhabits the consciousness of humans or all life, or it's little bits of everything everywhere, or it's one guy with a beard that sits in the sky. I'm not sure. Wouldn't claim to know. I'm reasonably certain after all my years of being in Christian school and Sunday school teacher and, reading the Bible and all those things, that's the interpretation of some people of God. And it was probably as valid 2,000 years ago as anybody else's interpretation, probably more so, the God of Israel, probably a lot better than the God Baal where you tossed your babies into it, right? But over time, I think that people's interpretation of God, and that God has been used many times, I don't think anybody would disagree, as a controlling source to get people to do what they want. That is truly the kings and religious leaders love this idea of God because they can hand down these dictates. They
have a direct line to God, and you don't.
They are God. They are the the interpreters of God, and you aren't.
Mm.
So, to me, a theist is just somebody who believes, I guess, there's something supernatural out there greater than us.
Okay, so yeah, you started off by saying, to me, theism means mostly I don't know, but I believe that there is a higher power.
Right.
And then, okay, so that's
theism is essentially a step in a positive direction. I think probably our discussion here is going to relate around positive statements. Because I think that the defensible statements are the ones where one makes no positive assertion, right? If you make no assertion.
Maybe, but does it ever really move things forward if you say, well, we can never really know anything for sure?
Agreed. And,
yeah.
Yeah, but the person who doesn't, who makes those claims, is truly inhabits the high ground because he's not making any positive claim. I'm making no positive claim. Therefore, you must prove to me whatever it is that you're saying. And all this stuff is pretty much unprovable.
I disagree that it's unprovable or unknowable, and I think that at
least... Are you going to define atheist for us?
Sure, we could start off with that. But one quick point before that, I think most people live their lives acting as though they know one way or another. You know, they base... Because if you really didn't know, I mean, what would you do with your life? You kind of have to make a decision, right? Based on how you conduct yourself. So, anyway.
I think most people conduct themselves as, and I would use the term objectivist at this, kind of like the universe is an objective thing. We mm-hmm. know cause and effect and how stuff works and, you know, that, you know, the person of the
great. That there is some reality that exists mm-hmm. independently of how we perceive it.
Sure. Yeah. And I think we're absolutely cutting up the finest 1% between your beliefs and mine here. So, I mean, I operate in a world where I look both ways before I cross the street. And if you believe that God, you know, in predetermination, then why do you bother?
Exactly.
If God has set it all up ahead of time and, you know, that's this big master debate between...
yeah, it's all in God's hands. Why not just... Yeah.
Then why do you look both ways before you cross the street?
Right.
And I do and intend to continue doing so, and I will teach my son to do the same thing.
Okay, so definition of atheism. Okay, I guess that atheism is just the absence of a belief in some kind of supernatural being, and it seems very natural to me. I mean, why, if you think about it, why would there be a supernatural being? When people are born, they start to realize things about the world that they can observe and understand, and none of those things really say, okay, there's somebody up there pulling the strings, there's a God out there. Actually, the whole idea of a God, which is another thing we should define, is self-contradictory. You know, it kind of blows up on its own face when you think about it. I mean, something that's everywhere but nowhere, that has a consciousness but has no form, you know, has no brain or no central nervous system, that's all benevolent and all loving but evil exists in the world. I mean, all of these things are pretty serious conundrums. And so if a God is defined by those things, it's hard to imagine that any entity like that that fulfills all those characteristics could actually exist. So it seems natural to me that why would you think there was one unless you were told as a child over and over again that yes, there is a God and you are going to hell if you disobey it. I mean,
and both of us were told over and over again. Both of us,
yes.
You studied religion greatly. You came from the Jewish side. I came from the Christian side, and I'd say that we're both pretty thoroughly damaged individuals when it comes to.
I've tried to work on it.
Religious
but,
beliefs. Yeah, you know, and I mean, my ire gets raised when people make positive statements about religion. I totally does. And, you know, frankly, I love to get into it with people about, you know, that claim to be non-religious, too. And mostly it has to do with sort of the evangelical aspect. You know, if, you know, it's whatever you believe is fine, keep it to yourself, and I won't argue with you about it.
Really? But, okay, but that argument doesn't apply to liberty. I mean, you have a talk show where you talk about liberty all the time. Why not talk about other things that you value think are true?
I think it's fine when you're on the radio to talk about things that you value because, well, you're trying to get people to be engaged and entertained and those kind of things, and that's absolutely true. But when it comes to liberty, my goal is simply to have people stop using violence as a solution, violence and threats of violence as a solution to problems.
Okay. Well,
I don't know what the solution to problems are. I may be wrong in all of my beliefs other than that particular one. So I've decided to put all my effort behind this one sort of let's not use violence or threats of violence because they don't show who's right. They just show who's left.
Is cutting off a part of a person's body when they're a baby and can't consent to it violence?
I don't know. You know, there's these
cultural, you don't know?
There's these cultural aspects to it. I'm not prepared. You know, I did not circumcise my son. I assume that's what mm-hmm. you're talking about.
And is threatening a child that they will go to hell if they don't obey you, is that a violent tactic?
I find it threatening anybody with hell to be a the sort of passive-aggressive violent behavior by which people get what they want. They're simply mm-hmm. simply getting what they want, and that they pass this down from person to person. That if religion needs to threaten hell, then whatever it's got going on the positive side must not be very good.
Mm-hmm. And what about some of the
philosophy that you have? If you have to threaten somebody with eternal damnation on the other side of it, then whatever your philosophy is must stick.
Yes.
What do you think?
I'm sure we'll get more into this.
450-3733. Oh, yes, we've just gotten started. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
GCN listeners are wise when it comes to preparation. They know the realities of unemployment, natural disasters, terrorist attacks, nuclear meltdowns, and the debt crisis. The very real threat of food price inflation and food shortages loom on the near horizon. If you want great value for your hard-earned storable food dollar, you want Legacy Premium from PrepareWise.com. At PrepareWise.com, we offer the best freeze-dried food storage products on the market. Get great taste, gluten-free, vegetarian-friendly breakfast and entrees with a 25-year shelf life. Fast, free shipping shipped within 3 business days, and our low price guarantee. Compare and see the difference at preparewise.com/GCN. Special discounts available for GCN listeners at preparewise.com/GCN or call 888-545-6265. 1-888-545-6265. And say you heard it on GCN. Prepare now. Preparewise.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733 here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-453. Yeah, Stephanie, you in the last segment we had, you briefly touched on the fact that we have free archives there at archives.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, in case anybody was wondering more about that, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com. And you can hear Free Talk Live going all the way back to 2006, which is quite a long time.
Oops, you okay? I know you're recovering from a cold this last week. And, you know, I guess that backs up your whole thing, there isn't a God. Like, what kind of good God would let somebody get a cold?
Would give a radio show host a cold and torture all the listeners. Right. And why don't amputees' limbs grow back? Right, that's another good question. Anyway.
Healing, right.
So you can go to archives.freetalklive.com and get thousands, literally thousands of hours of content of Free Talk Live going back for the past 6 years. And I'm sure you could hear a lot of extended discussions about religion, the nature of the universe, what happens to us after we die, things like that.
At the number 42.
And you can search those. That's right. You can search those archives, too, for keywords, because we always put a little summary of what we discuss on the show, so they're easily searchable, and you can find Free Talk Live about pretty much any topic.
You know, you can get more than 18,000 radio stations from around the world, whether it's through Pandora, Appio, Live365, MP3 Tune. You can do it with C Crane's CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house, and you can listen to your favorite stations stream from back home or wherever it is that you might want to get whatever station is you want to listen to, or even just some internet stations. You can play your favorite music. You can get your favorite talk shows. You can get Free Talk Live. You can go to LRN.FM, Pandora, Appio, MP3 Tune, whatever. If you're not familiar with the C Crane Company and their products, you know that, I'll tell you, the C Crane Company makes the very best when it comes to electronic devices. You can get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. It's a great device. Ian's been testing it out. It's right here in the studio kitchen, and I've fiddled with it myself.
I actually really want one of these.
Yes, nice. ccrane.com. Crane spelled C-R-A-N-E.com. And if you don't have internet connectivity, then, you know, you don't really need one, so I'm not going to give out a telephone number. ccrane.com to get one. So, Stephanie, we were talking about the difference between theism and atheism here in the last segment. I kind of felt like there was some incongruity in what you said. You said, on one hand, that atheism is the belief in nothing. And then,
or the absence of belief. It's like bald is a haircut.
Okay. Right.
You know, it's the absence of hair, the absence of
I've heard this, and I don't think it's true.
Okay.
And then you had said that not having an opinion doesn't forward the conversation. So if you and I were standing in front of a dark room into which we could not see, but I suggested there's somebody in that room,
mm-hmm.
and you suggest there's nobody in that room, we've both made a positive statement, haven't we? Like, you're saying there's nobody in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying there's somebody in the room. And so the lack of a belief as to whether or not someone's in the room is still a belief as to whether or not someone is in the room. It is not a...
But why is the question, I mean, is there some suggestion that there would be someone in the room? Like, why does that question even come up? Why isn't it just, okay, there's a room in front of us, and who knows what's in there?
So, now you're turning the analogy around on me to a rationalist analogy. We in the world can look at the world, and we can, today, in the 21st century, we can explain a great deal of the world as it exists through science, through the ideas of evolution, through all these things. So why do we need these old-timey beliefs in God? But you would agree that, and that's a rationalist standpoint, and, you know, everybody likes lots of people like rationality as a way to explain things. However, it's not the only way to explain things. I mean, you know, what's your favorite color? There is no rational answer to it.
Fair enough. That's an aesthetic preference, though. That's not something like, I don't know, ethics or something that you can objectively say, yeah, this is true, you know, based on reason, evidence, first principles.
My zodiac, sign thing simply for aesthetics. Right? I mean, it has nothing to do with a belief that my day is going to go the way that somebody wrote something in a newspaper for people
born in a 30-day
period.
And those things are written very vaguely. Yeah. It can apply to anyone. Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, you would consider that, well, the vast majority of people, all the cultures that I have ever heard of, all believe in some kind of God. Humans are, if nothing else, evolved to believe in the supernatural, right?
I don't know about that. And I don't know where... we can't know where religion...
exhibited. Now, the supernatural going beyond even a belief in God, but a belief in, you know, just all kinds of supernatural essences and...
it certainly has been prevalent, but, you know, so has...
More than 99%,
disease. Are humans,
I would say.
Evolved to get diseases? I mean, no.
I would say that they are. I would say that the things that cause us diseases are evolved in order to give us those diseases. But
sure, but our human...
ideas aren't alive in the same way.
Okay, but, yeah, I mean, ideas do kind of spread in a similar way to genes or living or... This is Richard Dawkins, the whole meme idea, that spreads. But, I mean, if you think about the incentives for people to perpetuate religious belief systems, it is very easy to control people, as you said in the first segment, when you can get them to believe in magical things, in things that are not consistent with the natural world that we can all understand. And, you know... From the time that we're babies, we start forming ideas about how the world works. We realize that if we, you know, if we step off a table, we're going to fall. If we drop something, it's going to fall. We notice that the sun sets and rises and stuff like that. We make all these observations all the time, and then we incorporate them into sort of how we live and what we can understand about the world. But when something is completely flipped on its head, when it's completely not compatible with what we understand about the world, like ghosts, angels, demons, God, you know, when there's no evidence that we can see for these things, or maybe we think there's evidence, but it can be explained in a different way if we just think about it a little bit more, when there's something that's completely unnatural, I mean, that really takes some work to sort of get someone to believe that. And so part of that work is controlling them, is beating it into their head from a very young age.
I don't think it takes much work at all. Children tend to believe in, you know, the essences of people. Like, for instance, I'm reading a book that
has to do
with the supernatural, and it suggests that people don't want to wear the cardigan that once belonged to a serial killer because somehow they're going to get it on them. You know, whatever this might be.
People, adults or children?
Adults.
Okay.
And this stuff goes into children, too. They believe that...
I mean, that is an irrational belief. There's nothing that's transmitted, unless there was a virus or something.
Absolutely. It's an irrational belief. And my claim here is, my only positive claim here up to this point has been, essentially, that humans are evolved to believe in a higher power. Now, that doesn't necessarily prove a higher power. It simply proves that, you know, whatever, you know, evolution is the path of least resistance, whatever happens to, you know, happens. And
okay, so even if humans, let's just say, we'll grant the premise that humans have something in their minds or from evolution that predisposes them to believe in a higher power. Does that make a higher power real?
It does not.
People believe in it.
It does, however, require the rationalist to explain. Because the person who, you know, this sort of historical belief that there's a person in the room, we were using this analogy in the past.
You have to convince somebody that there is.
You have to convince me that there is somebody not in the room, even though there is, you know, there's no evidence that there's somebody in the room.
Uh-huh.
I'm just making the claim because my parents have always made the claim. There's somebody in that room!
Uh-huh.
855-450-3733. Your thoughts on atheism, theism? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been prattling on about theism versus atheism here on the show this evening.
I think it's been interesting.
Yes,
and so clearly some other people think so, too.
Yeah, certainly. 855-450-3733 if you think you have something interesting to put into the conversation. Stephanie, tell me about the Free State Project.
Well, whether you're creating new and old media to doing political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. It's freestateproject.org. I moved here in 2006 as a participant in the Free State Project, and I really like living here.
Change your life.
Yep. That's New Hampshire.
It's the nice thing is liberty activists tend to... Yeah, you know, it's difficult to see the world in the positive light when you are trying to look at it in the realm of liberty, unless you live in New Hampshire. Then it gets a lot easier. Anyway, freestateproject.org.
I think I take it for granted sometimes.
Oh, sure.
Just having a community and having a lot of people I can go to who share my beliefs about liberty and a lot of other things, too. For a lot of people, they live in places where they just don't have that. Indeed. So it's really nice.
Mike in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just thinking about it, and, that whole thing about God or there being a God or not, you're right that people are programmed in their mind, in the very core of their mind, to believe in something higher than themselves. And the theory of evolution is just that. It's a theory. And I think that if you really look at what Darwin wrote, it wasn't necessarily the way people want us to believe it when we go through school, that we evolved from apes. It's that species in itself evolved due to their environment, not that species evolve into something else. Like, I like to think of myself as being greater and more important than an ape or a monkey. And I can never imagine that I came from pond scum.
Well, could you imagine that other things came from so-called pond scum? I mean, it's really not pond scum. It's like the beginnings of life, and you had to start somewhere, whether that's a single-celled organism or, you know, whatever.
Right, but it is just a theory. I mean, how do you know that something evolved from
it? It's a pretty good theory with a lot of evidence to support it. I mean, even nowadays, you can look at viruses like the flu virus that changes in response to environmental pressures. You can look at bacteria evolving resistance to antibiotics or expressing resistance to antibiotics. So you can see some actual real examples of it right now, even with if with human beings the time scale is a little bit too slow to see it directly.
You mean like when the Centers for Disease Control manipulate the virus? Yeah, you're right about that. What about why are there still monkeys? Why are there still gorillas? If everything evolves into something higher, why are there still grasshoppers?
Well, you could have something that diverge. You could have a species that diverges into two kind of separate paths. One of them becomes a different species. The other one stays sort of the same. So it's not as though monkeys are, you know, like actually turning into humans, but maybe something split off at one point. And actually now there was talk about the missing link for a long time or something that was...
You all right there, Stephanie? So I think that one of the, my understanding, and the idea of the theory of evolution is not antithetical to the idea of a god. I happen to believe, there's just too much in National Geographic for me to just throw away all these different shaped skulls from tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, or millions of years ago. I just decided, hey, I believe in a god, and... Fine, if you're talking about a course of over, 4 billion years, then okay. I suppose he could have meddled with things along the way in order to create what we have today.
Yeah, and you guys have heard the analogy about the auto parts factory, right?
I don't think so.
All right, I'll give it to you briefly if I have time. Imagine for a moment a building. A well-built building that's loaded with door panels and windshields and tires and automatic transmissions and bearings and upholstery and headliners and instrument clusters. And there's a massive, massive explosion there. And when the firemen come and put out the fire and all the dust settles and everything's all cleared away, right in the center of the factory floor, there's a shiny, brand-new Cadillac Eldorado. And, I mean, that's the kind of thing, like, if you really think about it, the game, the powers that control the earth want you to believe is that there is no God. Sometimes the most simplest explanation is the easiest one to actually realize is truth. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
there is a simple explanation. I mean, there is a simple explanation in evolution. It's not, I don't understand exactly how, this analogy about a garage with a bunch of parts and an explosion,
that's the Big Bang. They're saying that there was a huge, massive explosion only millions of years ago, and all of a sudden, after that explosion, we have this perfect, beautiful planet with life on it, and air, and water, and trees that can make oxygen, and human bodies that, can...
Well, it's not all of a sudden. I mean, there's lots of different...
Mike, I do thank you for the call.
I thought he was talking about irreducible complexity, which is another thing that creationists often use to try so-called disprove evolution, but it's not true. I mean, what they say is, like, a mousetrap can't work if any of its parts are missing, like any individual part is missing. And so, for instance...
Mousetrap could not evolve.
Right, but that's not true because it could be used as something else. I mean, if you take away the spring from a mousetrap, it could be used as like a tie clip, So there are other functions for things that are stepping along the way towards a very complex structure.
I do have something to say about that, but since this is the show about calls, I'm going to take Kelly from West Texas. Excuse me, Kelly, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just listening to your broadcast there. It's a good show. I like your website. It's a really nice looking website, too.
Thank you.
Yes, on the subject you're talking about, you piqued my interest, and I just wanted to call in and say, I like your bumper music, too, by the way. It's a nice heavy metal stuff you got going. And that's basically where I'm coming from. Like, I'm a heavy metal dude. I look like a heavy metal cat. I listen to a lot of shortwave radio. I don't watch no TV at all. I just sit by my shortwave pretty much all the time, and I listen to it, of course. And I've listened to shortwave for a long, long time. of course, during that time, I've endured a lot of religious, you know, different.
Are you hearing Free Talk Live? Are you hearing Free Talk Live on shortwave?
No, actually, okay. I was listening to something else earlier, and you guys popped on afterwards on
all
the
right.
internet.
Great.
So basically, you know, I've heard it all. I do believe. I mean, every which way you can put it, and I just don't believe in any God or anything like that. As far as you know, well, where do I think we came from? I really don't know. But anyway, it's a good, interesting conversation you have going here, and I just wanted to call in and you know, just say that. Basically, you know,
appreciate it,
I've heard
Thank
it
you.
All. And,
thanks for the call, Kelly.
I'm sure listening to shortwave, you do hear a lot of sermons and religious.
Indeed. 855-450-3733. Let's take Kelvin in Colorado. Kelvin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, Mark and Stephanie.
Hey, Kelvin.
Thanks. I wanted to talk about the definition of God, but before we get into that, I kind of disagree with your definition of atheism. I thought that you guys stated a lack of belief about the existence of God, and I would consider that to be agnosticism and the denial of the existence of God, atheism.
I tend to agree with this, Kelvin. I think that atheists will often hide behind the agnostic bomb shelter in order to, you know, to get a rhetorically better argument.
Okay, well, Kelvin, in that case, I'm going to agree with you that I do not believe there is a God, or
is
I believe there is no God.
Okay, so that's a positive. I would consider that a positive statement. That it's not like I'm looking
okay.
at
I'm not an agnostic. I'm an atheist.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what has interests me lately is the definition of God. It seems like everybody that I run into, at least for the most part, believes that you know their idea of God is sort of like a super Santa in the sky that has you know emotions and jealousy and feelings and all this kind
That's
of stuff.
That's what the Bible portrays it as, anyway.
Well, the Bible is a very narrow. I mean, that's just one little slice of the whole theist world.
Kelvin, hold the line here, if you would. 855-450-3733.
He's going to say God is everything, like Ian.
God is this cranky being in the sky. Is that so? Tossing down lightning bolts at bad, bad people. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkin was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkin. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkin.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkin, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about theism and atheism this evening, people's beliefs about, God and stuff. But you can call in about and talk about whatever you want if you're interested in this topic or whatever it might be. Also, go and check out news.freetalklive.com. You can there sign up for the email list and get all the new news about Free Talk Live. Frankly, it's the way I get it. Also, you can sign up for our Facebook page or Twitter feed, whatever makes you happy. We've got lots and lots of likes over there at Facebook, so maybe you'll like us too. news.freetalklive.com.
Can I make a quick comment to clarify something?
No!
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Your talk show host, talk.
Well, Calvin said before, you know, that he thought I might have been saying that atheism is a, like, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if there's a God, or I don't have an opinion on the matter. And I guess I could see how it might have come across that way, but I really meant it as like a, just an absence of even acknowledging that there could be a God. You know what I mean? Like, why would there ever be a God? Like, no, there is no God. And why should we even acknowledge that there could be?
But a lot of people who run under the atheist banner, and it bears, believe me, if we don't discuss this evening, I am going to get these comments on our Facebook pages that, you know, atheists is like a non-stamp collector. We don't have any beliefs in God. Well, I do think that there are faith-based beliefs around atheism. And I'm going to get into that here shortly, but I think that atheism in and of itself, the terminology as it is used today, is a positive statement, whereas agnostic is not a positive statement. Agnostic is a lack of belief in this and generally a lack of desire to even discuss it, usually. And that there are people that there's these differences. There's hard agnostics, soft agnostics, hard atheists and soft atheists in, you know, these different people that have sort of these different philosophies, and they kind of meld from, you know, a center point.
Richard Dawkins has a scale of, you know, basically like complete belief to strong atheism all the way, you know.
Well, let's go back to Kelvin.
Yeah.
A chance here. Kelvin, you're back on Free Talk Live. Finish your call, please.
Yes. I wanted to say that that the type of God that I guess would be called an anthropomorphic type of God.
Yeah.
You know, considered to be sort of like a superhuman kind of thing, kind of reminds me of it has a sort of smacks of authoritarianism and statism in some ways. I mean, you have the, like we're
things that are above us, and we have this natural desire to, you know, fall into line and follow these rules and all this kind of stuff.
Yep.
Anyhow, just
believe it or go, you go to hell, right?
Right. Yeah, I guess.
There you go.
Well, statism is very comparable to religion in many different ways. I mean, I think if you want total freedom in your life, you know, if you really want no rulers, you have to have no gods, no masters, nothing.
Well, this is the old creed of the anarchists of old. No gods, no kings. And
you might add to that no husbands, too, if you're an anarchist feminist.
All right, no husbands. I suppose. I mean, you know, to me, marriage is just a relationship, and I don't see how people can get along without relationships. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, well, in the past, I mean, you could probably see how someone like Emma Goldman might have thought that, you know. Because in those days, women were really controlled by their husbands. They were property.
Really? I mean, you know, there's 3 billion. Well, I suppose now there's 3 billion. There were at least a billion men on the planet. She couldn't find one that she could, you know, live
in. Oh, she did. She had a male partner, but they weren't, you know, husband and wife.
Okay.
They were just partners.
Fine. You know, the stuff I've read from Emma Goldman all seems fine and dandy, but I really feel like Murray Rothbard took the ideas of liberty and set them on a whole new track.
Emma Goldman had some violent stuff that I really didn't like, and she also had some, she didn't believe in property or rights,
right.
Or, yeah. So
I don't see how, I mean, to me, property is essential because I own myself. Mm-hmm. It is essential. But anyway.
Yeah. And it comes from... Yeah.
Let's talk to Brian in Oklahoma City here. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm an atheist and an anarchist and picture.
Do you throw Molotov cocktails at things?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Picture a kid in North Korea singing their national anthem and going on about how they live in the greatest place in the earth, you know, on the planet, and how wonderful, you know, their government is, and picture, you know, that same kid being forced to go to some place of worship, being told the same thing about his religion, that it's the greatest religion and number one on the planet. And now picture all the kids in all the different other countries all over the planet all being told the same thing. Are they all right? They can't possibly be all right.
Right.
You know?
So this is the suggestion that I'm an atheist, that I, Mark, am an atheist on all belief systems except my own. Is that the suggestion?
Yeah, an atheist just go one further.
Right. And I think it's a very, very clever argument, but I don't know that it necessarily addresses the sound issues. It addresses, addresses indoctrination and the strength of it.
Yeah, it kind of makes my stomach just kind of turn a little bit when I think of all the, you know, children just being... manipulated and lied to, and, you know, even this country as well.
Yeah.
Brian,
I completely agree with you. I feel sad for that, too.
If atheism is a positive statement, and Stephanie has said that her atheism is a positive statement, then indoctrinating your child with that belief is the same kind of stomach-wrenching you know, problem that you might have. Wouldn't it be, Brian?
You don't need to indoctrinate them. Right, but you can use the natural world to show them that it doesn't make sense why there would be supernatural things.
I simply haven't discussed any of it with my son.
Okay, well, so he'll probably get those ideas.
What's that, Brian?
My kids have a choice. So, like, their mother believes in Jesus Christ, and I don't, and the kids are familiar with both of our views.
Okay.
And they can choose whether they want to go to church or not. They can opt out anytime they want.
I think it's better that way. My wife and my religious beliefs don't differ so much. So, you know, there's what we've done. What we've decided is that people have to come on their own to these beliefs. They're of no value if you do not come on your own to those beliefs. So therefore, my son is going to come on his own. I had an interesting experience where I was with my Quaker meeting. We went to breakfast at a local restaurant. I think there were five of us or six of us at a table, and you know, one of the couples there likes to sit in silence. I'm not going to call it prayer, but it looks like prayer to everybody else. We bow our heads and sit in silence for, you know, maybe 30 seconds or something like that. And we all did this at this table, and my son Jack, I watched him while he did this, and he did the same thing as everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting to see just how prepared young minds are to follow leadership in that area.
Oh, I don't think they're thinking about God and giving thanks for the food. I think he's probably just copying everybody
else.
Absolutely. Because he knows that if he doesn't, he might get punished. I mean,
I don't think he would have gotten punished.
Well, not by you, probably. But I know for me, like when I was a kid, if I refused to say prayers, I would get called selfish and greedy and, you know, would get punished essentially for it.
I don't remember anything like that. I probably never stepped away.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it worked. Like, people just randomly just open up in prayer, like in a group, I don't know, some safety meeting or something. And I don't know, I think it just catches me off guard, and I think it's growth.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
855-450-3733. And I agree that there's all kinds of, you know, weird stuff that goes with children and the belief in, people indoctrinating children in their religious beliefs. It's never going to make anybody happy. You can, the people that believe in whatever religion are going to say that whatever way atheists are raising their kids is bad and wrong and they're damning them to hell or whatever. So, I mean,
people are scared of that. I mean, actually, I think my parents were actually scared of that. They thought that if they didn't raise me with a religion, even though they weren't particularly keen on religion, you know, that I would be searching for something my whole life and I'd be susceptible to joining cults and stuff like that. But no, I mean, that's not true. If you teach a kid critical thinking abilities, they're not going to be, quote, searching for something. You know, they'll be able to reason their way to answers if they need them.
Mm. It's an interesting thought. So, real quick on atheists having sort of the idea of faith-based belief in atheism, and I wanted to get into this.
Yeah.
Real quick. I think it's interesting that, you know, one of the problems with religion all along has been people in power handing down the information.
Yep.
Technology and information has gotten so vast and so obscure that now we are handed down information from on high that, you know, in the form of science, that we're told other things. This I can never know, unless I'm a theoretical physicist, whether or not matter was truly in a hot, dense state. And by that, I mean so hot and so dense that it would collapse the universe if one granule of the baseball. I mean, all the matter in the whole universe, these thousands and thousands of galaxies was collapsed into a size of a baseball, is the claim. And then it explodes into what we have out there, the Hubble telescope taking pictures of innumerable galaxies. It's amazing to see this photograph. If you haven't seen a picture of all the galaxies that the Hubble took, it's just amazing. Probably search Hubble and galaxies and a picture and, Google image search or something, and you'll just see it. It's tremendous. But the idea of all that stuff existed in the size of a baseball. I mean, really? I've got a faith-based belief if I believe that God created this stuff versus all matter was in the size of a baseball?
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.